Amen. Show far. Show close. Beautiful place. Let's just quickly pray. Father, we thank you for your presence tonight in this place. We thank you for the word of power, for your word of grace, for your word of faith, your word of truth, your word of life. We commit ourselves to you and to this wonderful word, which is able to sanctify us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. To those who don't know me, my name is Vusi. Hi, guys. I'm actually from Uitenhage. I was born in Uitenhage. I grew up in Uitenhage. And then I sensed the calling of God upon my life. It just overwhelmed me. I had to pursue it with everything in me, with all of my heart, with all of my strength, with all of my mind. And I left. I went to East London. And that is where I was kind of equipped to know exactly who God is and who I am in Him. And in that time, I met a beautiful lady. Her name is Ayanda. That's my wife. Say hi, love. The Bible says that a good wife is found in the Lord. In the Lord, there are no great wives. There are no excellent wives. There's a good wife in Him. And that's the reason why God gives us good wives. So that you can make her a better wife. He gives you the grace to make her the best wife. And if you respond, He gives you the best. He gives you the grace to make her the excellent wife. So God gave me a good wife. And the Bible says that he who finds a wife, so God doesn't place a wife on your lap. You must actually seek a wife. You seek a wife. There are many places to find a wife, but the best place is to find the wife in the Lord, because a good wife is found in the Lord. And when you find that good wife, God says that, the Bible says that he who finds a wife finds a good thing. I'm not sure why a good thing, but he finds a good thing anyway, and he obtains favor with the Lord. So the favor of God follows me wherever I go because of that beautiful lady. Isn't that amazing? It's beautiful. We are very much conscious of the favor of God. We are very much conscious of the purposes and the plans of God. And tonight, and that is the word that I'm going to share, so that you may be conscious. God loves consciousness. One of the best leaders that I love, his name is Steve Bantu Biko. I'm not sure you guys have ever heard about him. He's a politician. He was very much passionate about his work. And he actually formed an organization, Black Consciousness. But everything about the system of the world, it will fade away. Its influence will fade away. We are in times where we have to have a Holy Ghost consciousness. It goes beyond the barriers of race. It goes beyond the barriers of economic status. Holy Ghost consciousness. And if you want to be a champion in this nation, in the nations of the world, in this generation, you have to be Holy Ghost conscious. Let's all say it. Holy Ghost conscious. Think about the Holy Ghost. Jesus makes a promise. He says that the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. Be Holy Ghost conscious. And we all seek truth. All of us. We all seeking truth. We're seeking truth about who we are. We're seeking truth about our future. And that truth is hidden in the Holy Ghost. If you're going to be Holy Ghost conscious, God is going to do great and mighty things through you, irrespective of your age, irrespective of the color of your skin. Holy Ghost consciousness. There is a movement that is rising, and that movement is Holy Ghost consciousness. I met my two beautiful brothers just a few days ago, Bertus and Gabriel. And I could sense one thing in them: Holy Ghost consciousness. I met Luke, I met Amo, and if there's anything that really connected our hearts together, it's Holy Ghost consciousness. I met my beautiful friend, JV, Johan Förster. And if there's anything that connected our hearts, it's Holy Ghost consciousness. And if we are conscious of the Holy Ghost and join our hands together, our nation, it's undeniably true, our nation is troubled. If you don't see that, the truth is not in you. We have a very troubled nation. Politically, it's troubled. Economically, it's troubled. We need an answer. Who is the answer? You are the answer. You are the light to the world. Jesus affirms you to be the change you want to see. He qualifies you. He approves you. Jesus affirms you. He qualifies you. He approves you. Can we go to the other slide? You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. Say, do like this. Say, I am the light to the world. I cannot be hidden. You just can't be hidden. I think today is the day where you have to come to an end. You've been hiding yourself for far too long. You hide yourself. People say, hey, look, well done, brother. You say, ah, man, I'm trying, man. You're not trying. You're doing well. Don't hide yourself. The Lord loves people who are grateful. And the moment you are grateful, a grateful heart, thankful heart, you're actually exposing yourself. You light. God loves cheerful givers. The Bible says so. And the more you give, you light. You are the light to the world. Let's simplify it a bit. You are the light in your home. In your home, you are the light. Now let's take it a step further. In your community, you are the light. If I can light well, we're staying together with my wife. If I can light well with her, inspire her, encourage her, build her faith, edify. And then when we walk together into the community, the light gets bigger. From the community, we're staying in Blanco, from Blanco to George, the light gets bigger. From George to the Western Cape, to the Southern Cape, the light gets bigger. To the Western Cape, the light gets bigger. To South Africa, the light gets bigger. To the nations of the world, the light gets bigger. But it began at home. You are the light. Maybe you kind of doubting it. This word will never lie. Everything else will lie. This word, the word of God, it will never lie. If God says that you are the light to the world, you are the city on the hilltop, you cannot be hidden. That's final. You don't have to contest that. You don't have to argue that. You don't have to question that. Put your hand here once again. Say, I am the light to the world. Now say it with conviction. Say it with conviction. I am the light. This light, it's not lighting for itself. It's lighting for all of us. It's not doing what it's doing for its own glory. It's doing to serve us. You can see me better. I can see you better. Because the light is on. Let's check the next slide quickly. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. What a wise thing to do. Light a lamp, you put it under a basket. Does it make sense? You light a lamp, You put it under a basket. Think about it. You switch on the light that is supposed to light in the room, you take it and you put it under the basket. What comes to your mind when people do such a thing? It's like, so no one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. I like what happened tonight. We declared things here. So Jesus has delivered me from pornography. Jesus has delivered me from low self-esteem. Jesus has delivered me from myself. Jesus has delivered me from fear. Jesus has delivered me from self-condemnation. You are already on. You are the light. You are on. You have a gift. You have a talent. You have time. You have a purpose. You have a dream. You already switched on. You on. But unfortunately, through our worries, our anxieties, our fears, expectations of other people, opinions of other people, the light is already switched on. And the basket adds no value. Very sad. Don't fall for that trap. You can easily fall for it. Don't. The word of the Lord says, you are the light to the world. Let that be settled. Don't allow anything to hide you. Many things are trying to hide you. Many, many. And you know them. There are many things that are trying to hide you. Your own opinions about your own self. Your own opinions about other people. Expectations. There are many things that are trying to hide you. Don't allow anything to hide you. The greatest power to live life is found in decision making. That's the greatest power. From today onwards, decide not to be hidden. Someone needs you and you don't know them. Someone needs you. You don't know them. You need it. And you don't know who needs you. Don't hide yourself. We're hiding ourselves. When you fear, you are hiding yourself. It's not even the devil hiding you. You are hiding yourself. And the Lord says, he affirms you. He says, you cannot. You can't be. It's impossible for you to be hidden. You can't be. And the moment you take that word and you hide it inside you, great confidence builds up. Great courage builds up. Great faith is built up within you. Because if God says it, it's final. It can't be contested. Next slide quickly. There are things that hide us. You know, the Bible says that you are the light to the world. And really, all of us here, all of us, we want to be great. Every single one of us. We're sitting here. The Lord showed me something. I had a problem with jealousy. And you don't get jealous of people who can't do better than you. You always... Jealousy is a funny thing. Instead of being inspired by the people who can do better than you, we fall for the trap of getting jealous of them. And the Lord showed me the reason why I am jealous is simply because I don't want to admire them. I don't want to be inspired by them. I don't want to look up to them because these people are actually going up. They are going up. They are full of life. And so here I am. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. Instead of you going up, jealousy says to me, pull him down. Pull him down. You're not going to win. And if I can't win, then both of us, we're not going to win. The Lord said, you can't live your life like that. You can't. I mean, you're the light. Push people up. You can't pull anyone down. Why do you have to live your life like that? And actually, jealousy is something of saying that I see greatness in you, but I can't honor that. And I learned to honor people. I learned to admire people. And I learned something which will which helps me. It helps me personally, and I believe it's going to help you as well in your pursuit of who you are. It's going to help you. In the pursuit of the presence of God, it's going to help you. Settle matters quickly with your adversary. Settle things quickly. If you don't want to be hidden, if you are here simply because you are in pursuit of God, and those who pursue the presence of God, they actually pursue the greatness which God has placed inside them. But unfortunately, not everyone will think well of you, you know. Sometimes we clash. If it happens that people don't see eye to eye with you as you are the light of the world, if it happens that there is a clash of destiny, we don't see eye to eye. If it happens, if it just happens, settle matters quickly. If Amo and I, we argue about something we don't see eye to eye, the best thing to protect that godly fellowship, that godly covenant that we have, is to settle matters quickly. And if we settle matters quickly, both of us will shine. And we're actually not shining for ourselves, but we are shining for Jesus. In order for you not to be hidden, you have to settle matters quickly. We're all sitting here with issues. Maybe it's marriage issues. Maybe it's family issues. Maybe it's issues in the community. We're sitting here with issues. Amen. Amen. Settle matters quickly. It's going to help you. It's just going to help you. It preserves you. It gives you joy. My wife and I, we like the same. Sometimes we forgot our key inside the house. It was very funny. And someone said it was someone else who left the key inside the house, and someone else said it was someone else. But we learned to settle matters quickly. Okay, the key's inside. Well, it's not a big deal. We're going to open the house. It's going to be okay. We have neighbors. Let's go there at our neighbors. Settle matters quickly. Don't allow anything to build inside you. Don't allow, the Bible speaks about, don't allow the root of bitterness. Something like that. So things build up. When you don't settle matters quickly, things build up. We have issues with our father because we never settled matters quickly. We have issues with our, we never settled. If immediately when you sense something that is going to really bring, it's going to cover your light, settle matters quickly. Settle matters quickly. Make it quick. If you have to forgive, quick. If you have to repent, quick. If you have to give, quick. Make it quick. Those are the basics of our faith. Champions live like that. Settle matters quickly. If you want to shine and be the light to the world, if you want God to use you in a very extraordinary manner, in which he's very willing to do that. God is willing to do that. But you must learn the art of settling matters quickly. We work with people. People differ. Different personalities, different attitudes, different mindsets. We won't see eye to eye all the time. But if it happens that we clash, settle matters quickly. Let's go to the next one quickly. JH? Hallelujah. Do not resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, offer other cheek also. Someone say hallelujah. Go an extra mile. Just go an extra mile. Leave room for the flaws of other people. You know, doesn't necessarily mean, no, just go an extra mile. Give grace to other people. Live a gracious life. Just live a gracious life like that. It's going to help you with impatience. It's going to help you with selfishness. It's just going to help you. Leave room. Leave room for the flaws of other people. You have, you are you. We can't contest that. You are you. But but give room for other people's flaws and other people's faults. The next one, quickly. Our life is a very interesting life as the sons of God. Very, very interesting life. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Enemies. Not everybody approves of you. You are the light to the world. Glory, hallelujah. But not everybody approves of you. You have a dream that you're pursuing. But not everybody approves of that. Some people, they just don't like you because you are James. Just because you're James, I don't like you. Even if you ask them, why don't you like James? Aye, he's James. They don't like you because you are you. And you have an option not to like them back, but you're just going to make matters worse, man. I mean, you're a problem solver. So let's solve the problem. Love your enemies. Love them. The Bible speaks about enemies. I will make your enemies as a footstool. It's just a small stepping stone into the next, you know, dimension. God uses the people who disapprove you. God uses the people who disapprove you to qualify you. That's how God works. Love your enemies. Can anybody tell me what is love? Do you have an idea what love is? Love is? Love is patient. Okay? Love is kind. Love is? Love forgives easily. Love? Love is God. Love? Love does not boast. Boast. There, I was like, okay. Love does not boast. That is you. If people need to know Jesus, they have to see Jesus in you. Jesus is kind. Jesus doesn't keep the records of wrongs. Jesus is patient. Jesus encourages. Jesus never fails. Jesus is love. And he is living in you. And if Jesus lives in you, you are love. When people who disapprove of you see you, they must see Jesus. It's that simple. You will always have people who don't like you. But when they see you, they must not even see you. In fact, they must think that they see you, but they see Jesus. The next one. Okay, Pa. It's okay. It's the devil. But if someone can check verse 48, the same chapter. You are the light to the world. You can't be hidden. From today onwards, you must know one thing, that you cannot be hidden. Your dream cannot be hidden. Your potential cannot be hidden. Your purpose, your reason for being cannot be hidden. You are qualified and approved divinely by God Himself.
but you are perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. But you are perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
You are? Even as? You are perfect. They've seen flaws with you. They've seen shortcomings with you. And you saw them as well. Sometimes we say, even pastors are not perfect. No. Jesus says, you are perfect because your heavenly Father is perfect. What makes a human being perfect? Okay, let me just simplify it like this. In the world, perfection is misunderstood. We grow up in the world system and we don't have to conform to this system. In the system of the world, people who are perfectionists, they want things to go according to their own way. And you can't live like that. Things can't go your own way. And that is why perfectionists cannot keep relationships. That is why they don't add value even in relationships. But in the kingdom of God, it's different. A perfectionist is someone who has the consciousness of the Holy Ghost. You are conscious that you are created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. You carry a purpose inside you. You carry a dream inside you. You carry a gift inside you. You carry a potential inside you. And that which God has deposited inside you, it makes you perfect. You have everything to make it in life. Be perfect because your heavenly Father is perfect. Sometimes we hate ourselves because we think something is missing. Nothing is missing. There's nothing. You don't need to improve anything. You don't need to change anything. You don't even need to impress anyone. In this same chapter, Jesus says, I have not come to disregard the prophets and the law. I have come to fulfill it. The prophets have always called us into a place of repentance. They've called us into a place of changing our hearts. Prophets are very close to the heart of God. They feel the heartbeat of God. There's nothing that God does without even informing his prophets first. But Jesus says that, okay, let's forget about the prophet, what the prophets think and all that. I want to tell you something. You are perfect. And your heavenly Father is perfect. It's simple. The way God sees you, see yourself that way. It's that simple. There's a verse, I really got it nicely. But we have come to an end now. Verse 37. Somebody say, I am perfect. My heavenly Father is perfect. Say it one more time. I am perfect. My heavenly Father is perfect. I will not live in shame. I will not live in condemnation. I will not live in anything that will rob me of the wisdom of God. I am perfect because my heavenly Father is perfect. And here is something. Verse 37 says, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. Are you perfect?
Yes.
Are you the light to the world?
Excuse me?
Are you?
Yes.
I love that answer. Yes. Do you love your enemies?
Yes.
Sit guy. Eh? You will not be hidden.
No.
Yes, you will not be hidden. You won't be hidden. You have to settle matters quickly. Yes. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. When you get to that point, when you get to that, there is a conviction that is birthed within you. Life revolves around convictions. When you know that your yes is yes and your no is no, there is a conviction that is birthed within you. From that conviction, there is a passion that is birthed. From that passion, there is a fire that cannot be quenched. From tonight, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. I want you to shout together at once. Are you the light to the world?
Yes.
Are you ready to shine for Jesus?
Yes.
Is your yes, yes?
Yes.
Is your no, no?
Yes.
Are you perfect?
Yes.
Is your Heavenly Father perfect? Is the devil perfect?
No.
Let's stand up on our feet. Can you help me quickly? I have discovered something about myself. The Lord has given me the grace to activate purpose. Today I'm here, sent by God to you to help you understand that you cannot be hidden. I want you to come to the front. If you've been struggling with double-mindedness, sometimes you don't know what to say yes. You don't know when to say no. He said, "I also did rat." Today that has come to an end. Today is a birth of conviction. There is a revival that is coming. There is a wave. It's building very, very, very strong. And I want you to say yes to that. It's going to begin with young people. Let me tell you something. Demons are forewarned. They see things even before they come into reality. In South Africa, we have a challenge of young people who are burning universities. We have a challenge of young people who are disorderly and rebellious. That is a divine sign for young people who know that yes is yes and no is no. It's a challenge for you to rise and be the light to the world. You can't be hidden. If you're gonna be hidden, our nation is going to perish. If you're gonna be hidden, we're going to be known as a nation of evil works. You can't be hidden. You can make it. And I want you to come to the front. If you want to say, "Lord, I want to have a conviction of doing your will. I want to have a conviction of being consumed by your presence." I want you to come to the front. There is a greater activation of purpose from tonight onwards. You're never going to settle for less. Come to the front. Come, just come to the front. Let your yes be yes and let your no be no. There is a gift inside you that will change someone else's life. There is a purpose inside you. Inside you. God has called you for something. Something bigger than you. You can't contain it. You're not too young for it. You're not too old for it. You're not too weak for it. You're not too poor for it. You are the light to the world. You have to shine. You have to. You have to. Forget about the color of your skin. Forget about the bank, your bank balance. Forget about everything else. It's Holy Ghost consciousness movement. And it's beginning with you. It's beginning with you. It's beginning with you. Our nation will not be in sorrow and you are still alive. Our nation will not be in shame and you're still alive. It's not going to happen. We have you. We have you. We have the answer, and the answer is you. It's within you. God placed it inside you. You can't be hidden anymore. Refuse to be hidden. From tonight, let your yes be yes and let your no be no. Your Heavenly Father has made you to be perfect. You are perfect. And every perfect gift comes from Him. You have everything everything to shine. The guys are going to lay hands on you. Lift up your hands quickly. Quickly lift up your hands. Say, Father, I receive myself as perfect before you. Thank you, you have made me perfectly. You gave me a perfect gift, a perfect purpose, perfect potential. I don't need to change anything. I don't need to improve anything. I see myself as you see me, and I receive myself as you receive me. Let your grace work through my life. Let your wisdom work through my life. Let your power work through my life. And therefore today, receive the grace of God. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive the grace, receive, receive. You're going to shine, you're not going to be hidden. In Jesus' mighty name. You're going to shine, you're not going to be hidden. You're going to shine, you're not going to be hidden. Nothing's going to hide you. Absolutely. Nothing. As I lay my hands on you, receive the grace, receive, receive, receive. Receive the grace. Receive, receive, receive. Receive. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Receive it. Receive. Receive the wisdom of God. Receive it. Receive, 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 receive. No more shame, no more condemnation, no more failure, no more disgrace. Receive the grace, receive. Be effective, make impact. You are needed. You are absolutely needed. You are the answer. Receive. Receive the grace of God. Receive divine competence. Receive divine capacity. Receive it.